Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon? Palm Sunday Hoofbeats, based especially on Zechariah chapter 9. That's the Old Testament passage that John in his gospel quoted this morning, where Zechariah wrote, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Your king is coming to you, humble and mounted upon a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will speak peace to the nations, and his dominion will be from sea to sea." Again, our title is Palm Sunday Hoofbeats, and I encourage you to follow the sermon outline right in front of you on the handout. As we mentioned to the children with the horseshoe this morning, hoofbeats are really a distinctive sound. Once you've heard them, you'll never forget them. One of the many enjoyable things Beverly and I did on our sabbatical trip was one early morning in the Arizona desert. We took a long, I mean long, afterward I was walking like this, a long horseback ride on the trails in the desert by what's called the Superstition Mountains. Beautiful day. Acres and acres of cacti, great rugged hills, up and down trails on these horses. And the distinctive sound, I hadn't heard it for a while, but as we were in a train of about 10 horses altogether, the clop, clop, clop sound. If any of you have been to a parade, small town, Saskatchewan, Alberta, British Columbia, often in parades, you'll have horses or donkeys or other animals, and you'll hear the clop sound of hoofbeats. And any of us who were around on that fateful November day of 1963, watching television, will never forget the sound of hoofbeats hitting the pavement in Washington, D.C., as the casket of President John F. Kennedy, recently assassinated, was carried by horses to Arlington National Cemetery. Clop, clop, clop of hoofbeats. Well, there are distinctive sounds also during this Lenten season, this 40-day season of preparation before Easter next Sunday. There are the sounds we hear. Can you hear them? Can you hear the sound of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem as the people reject his love for them? Can you hear the sounds of coins clanking on the stone floor of the temple precincts as Judas throws on that temple floor the 30 coins of silver that was given to him as a bribe for betraying his Lord? Were you there? Could you hear the sound that early morning of Good Friday of a rooster crowing as Peter denies Jesus and we're reminded of our need for repentance? Can you hear the sounds of the crowd shouting, "Hosanna"? And some of the same crowd shouting just a week later, "Crucify him." Can you hear the sound of water dripping off of Pontius Pilate's hands as he gives up any responsibility for Jesus' death by crucifixion? And we're reminded that only Jesus' blood can cleanse us from the stain of sin and guilt. Well, today on Palm Sunday, the sound we're listening for is the sound of Palm Sunday hoofbeats. The prophecy is spoken in Zechariah chapter 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, daughter of Jerusalem. Your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the the foal of a donkey. As the Old Testament people of God waited for a Messiah, Savior, King, Zechariah says, listen for the clop, clop sound of a donkey, a humble, loving servant, because that's the way the Savior rides. The fulfillment, of course, is in the New Testament. We read it. Listen again the next day. The large crowds heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. And they took branches off of palm trees. They went out to greet him, shouting, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jesus found a young donkey, sat upon it, as it is written, your king is coming to you humble and riding upon a donkey. The prophecy of Zechariah is fulfilled. Jesus, the servant king, comes riding into Jerusalem 1 week before he goes to that rugged cross. And if you could listen and hear over the shouts of the crowd, you would have heard that day the sound of clop, clop, clop. For that's the way the Savior rides, humble and mounted upon a donkey, preparing to give his life for you and for me. Now, truthfully, look around us today in our world. There are distinctive sounds of those in power and those in authority. Consider even before the birth of Christ, Alexander the Great, some 300 years before Jesus, Greece's conquering hero. The ruler of nations, mighty warrior, leading his troops into battle, riding on a huge, magnificent white charger, this great horse, bedecked with jewelry. Powerful, ruthless, proud king. And if you listen carefully, there you would have heard the sounds of power and glory and fear and destruction. But consider again the prophet Zechariah's words foretelling the coming of Jesus. Behold, your king is coming to you, said Zechariah, humble and mounted on a donkey. This, said Zechariah, is the way God's real king rides. Can you hear him? Humbly riding on a donkey, bringing peace to mankind, bringing God's love and restoration for sinners. Some 300 years after Alexander the Great and his great war stud horse were dead and gone, Jesus rides a donkey into Jerusalem. And how does he come? As a suffering king and Messiah. Listen to Mark chapter 15. This happened just a few days after Palm Sunday. The soldiers took Jesus into the palace. They dressed him up in purple. They thrust a crown of thorns upon his head. And they said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they kept beating him and spitting upon him. Then they led him away to crucify him. Just a few days after his glorious Palm Sunday entrance. Just 1 week after the crowds, as you did, waved your palms and sang and shouted Hosanna, Jesus was mocked. Our Jesus was whipped. He was made fun of and dressed in a purple cloak. A crown of inch-long thorns was thrust onto his precious brow. He was nailed to a cross. All of this declares to the world that his victories, unlike Alexander the Great, Jesus' eternal victories over sin, your sin. His eternal victory over death, your death. His eternal victory over the devil, your devil, was not won by force or power. It was won by humility and service, by sacrifice unto death, by reconciling a sinful people with the holy God. His victory was not won on a magnificent war horse or a throne of gold, but on a lowly donkey, on a rugged old cross, from an empty tomb in the hillside. And did you know, if you listen carefully, are you listening? If you listen carefully, the distinctive clop, clop, clop sound of Jesus the servant king can still be heard today. But in order to hear it, we must listen carefully. Carefully, because this sound is easily drowned out by the noises of power and self-importance in our days today. Today, these noises of power and self-importance are destroying our homes. They're destroying our workplaces. They're destroying our churches, our schools, our community, our country. These noises of power and authority sound like this. Grab for everything you can get. To heck with everybody else. Assert yourself. Don't you ever let anybody get ahead of you in line. Achieve your personal potential. Don't waste your time lending a hand to others. Stand up for your rights. If you don't, nobody else will. Don't worry about the needs of others. The persistence and loudness of such noises can drown out today the gentle clop, clop, clop sound of the humble servant Jesus. And yet, this humble sound is still heard in the lives of those who follow Jesus today. Can you hear it? A boss, maybe he was large, a boss of a large company one day came to talk to his pastor about a very difficult situation in his office. In his office, one of the secretaries was making life utterly miserable for all the employees. Her terrible attitude and her biting remarks and constant negativity brought a dark cloud wherever she was. The pastor asked this man, "What would Jesus, your Savior, have you do there?" The boss went back to work, and one morning he spent a long time going over this woman's personnel files. He discovered that for quite a while she had been suffering some serious health issues and some serious family heartache. It was a wonder, he discovered, that she could work at all. Monday morning came and he called her into his office and he did something for that dear woman no one else had ever taken time to do. He expressed his care for her and he listened to her as she poured out her heart to him. He then reported back to his pastor and said, within 2 weeks, there was an utter transformation of her attitude and her relationship with others. And the pastor said to him, you know, it was in your right. You could have fired her. But you made an effort to care for her, to forgive her and restore her. And that's exactly what a follower of Jesus is called to do. And if you would have listened carefully that day in that high-rise office building, you would have heard the gentle clop, clop, clop sound. Because that's the way the Savior rides. Now, there are many examples of this same reality in our congregation. Let me just share one with you. There's a woman in our church here who quietly and without any fanfare is caring for many in our congregation. She prepares and delivers meals to families who are in crisis. She visits people in hospital often. Before I can even get there, she's already been there. She provides transportation for many people without a car. She provides childcare for free for young, busy families. She both phones and visits those who are lonely. She does this for no earthly reward. And those who lovingly know her joke with me, "Pastor, she's doing half your work for you. Thank God." I would agree. And if you listen carefully around this dear saint of God, this is what you would hear. The gentle clop, clop, clop sound. Because that's the way the Savior rides. Can you hear the sound of Palm Sunday hoofbeats in your lives? Of the loving, gentle, forgiving Jesus, whose Palm Sunday trip on a donkey led him to that cross, where our kind and loving Savior gave his life for you and for me. But to get there, he rode a donkey. May the sound of the gentle clop, clop, clop of the way the Savior rides, may that sound never cease to echo in our homes, in our workplaces, in our churches, our schools, and our community. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.